Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Free Terrible Gamers. I'm your host, Colin, here of Ashton.
Hey guys, how you doing?
All right. We had two left over last week, but that would be old news if I went ahead and mentioned it, and it wouldn't be relevant, so we knocked one off, but this one's still going to be relevant. So Switch 2 event tickets show up on eBay.
Yeah, so I guess the scalpers are already getting the jump on the Switch 2, not from pre-orders, but just anything in general. So it says the tickets for the upcoming Nintendo Switch 2 experience are already being resold on eBay, despite being non-transferable. Nintendo finally revealed its next mainline console in early January, confirming that the Nintendo Switch 2 will officially launch later this year and verifying many previous rumors about the system being similar to the original Switch. It says Nintendo is planning to give gamers a chance to try out the Switch 2 for themselves before its official launch in a series of special live events. These Nintendo Switch 2 experience events will begin on April 4th in New York and Paris, with additional playtests being held in Asia, Europe, North America, and Oceania through June 1st. Other events are planned to take place in Hong Kong and Taipei, but they have no official dates yet. Tickets for these upcoming Nintendo Switch 2 playtest events have been difficult to come by, and naturally, scalpers have started reselling them through online outlets like eBay. And then according to VGC, these Nintendo tickets are being priced as high as 300 euros for the events scheduled to take place in Italy, London, and Madrid, while the now removed US ticket prices are reportedly about 1,000 for the New York playtest. So anyway, these tickets, which were free by the way, you just had to sign up and then Nintendo would pick so many, were free, and they were selling them online, even though they're not transferable to people. So people would buy these and they wouldn't get to go anyway because you can't transfer them to another person.
Yeah, definitely a major scam.
Yeah. Huge, huge scam.
Yeah, Nintendo picked out their select few they wanted to go or whatever, so they handpicked their own audience per se, I guess. I guess they done it at random, but still,
Yeah, like we could have signed up, but whether we would have got picked or not, it's different. But
yeah. Then it's a matter of making it to New York, which for you would be a little bit easier than what it would be for me.
oh yeah, just th 2 3 hours away from me.
Probably about 12, 13 for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, if you go out there trying to buy them or think you can buy them, don't do it.
That just shows you how bad it is going to be whenever pre-orders do go live for
Oh, yeah.
scalpers.
Because at that point, at least there's actually something like of value there.
I got signed up in my email to get notified when GameStop and Best Buy both host pre-orders. So I'm going to try to get it on as soon as possible, but still, then scalpers will just eat up all of they can.
Oh yeah, I'll probably just go to rent a center because you don't necessarily have to rent it. You can go in there as a retail thing too, and people don't typically think to go into places like that or errands.
Yeah.
Because at retail price, it's usually still the same price as everywhere else. It's just usually if you rent the full term, they make their money back plus some.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's what I done when the Switch initially came out. I went there and bought it instead of going to a main retailer where people would go and sell them out at.
Yeah. I would, I mean, to me, Nintendo should know that this is a highly in demand console because people have been waiting forever and there's over 100 million Switches out there, so the market for this next console is huge, so that hopefully when they do pre-orders they have quite a few consoles ready.
Well, I would think, but I've seen other video game giants mess up that part too on both sides.
Oh yeah, Xbox and PS5s were hard to get for forever, but that also had a big thing to do with COVID, so they say. So hopefully it's a little
Been a
better.
little since then.
Yeah. I think it's just been like a little over a year and a half since you'd be able to actually go in Walmart and see a PS5 or an Xbox Series on the shelf every time you go in.
Yeah. Oh, we've mentioned it a few times anyways.
Yeah.
throughout the different episodes that we've done in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting to see stuff like this, though, because you do know it's coming, which, I mean, I guess that technically does lead us up to this next topic that we have set is the Nintendo 2, Switch 2, Nintendo 2, I don't know what I was trying to say there. The Switch 2 Direct is now set.
Yep, Nintendo has confirmed that it will be offering a closer look at the Nintendo Switch 2 on its April 2nd Direct at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Before, we only knew what day the Switch 2 Direct would be. Now we know the date and time. Exciting stuff, but at least it gives us more information than watching the brief Nintendo Switch 2 trailer over and over again for more Mario Kart 9, I still say Mario Kart X, Easter eggs, or Sun. But see, it just talks about the first trailer after that. But what you guys need to know, it is April 2nd, which we already knew, in 9 a.m. Eastern time. On in that direct, I have no idea what they're going to show, but I'm assuming they will show, obviously, the system, what size everything is. People are projecting from the first trailer that it's about an 8-inch screen, so it'll tell us the screen size, the whether it's an LCD or an OLED. I'm leaning more towards LCD. Hopefully they tell us the resolution of the handheld screen. Hopefully it's 1080 in handheld, 4K docked instead of 720, 1080. And then I'm assuming they'll show us more of that mouse feature, which hasn't actually been confirmed, but that's kind of a later topic here, but I think they're going to show that off, and they're going to tell us games that are coming out for it this year. So Mario Kart X, and then I think Metroid Prime 4 will be a cross-gen title and a launch title.
Well, plus on the actual leads like game list or game company list, there's a Rockstar game on there, so it's still up for debate if it's going to be GTA 6 potentially, or if it's going to be one of the Red Deads.
I mean, yeah, GTA 6 will come to Switch 2, but that's probably a Red Dead port, if I had to guess.
Well, that, and they're probably going to. For GTA 6 anyways, they're going to have to do like Hogwarts Legacy and make a specific port for the Switch because it technically would be a generation behind. Well, I guess it would technically equate out to the Xbox Ones and PlayStation 4s.
Well, it's saying it's more powerful than those consoles, at least from what I've heard, it's just right behind the Xbox Series S in power. So it actually wouldn't be that much of a difference between getting it for the Series S and the Switch 2.
Plus, we'll get a price fin too, I'm sure.
What's your guess on the price?
We'll say 450 to 550.
Okay. I was going to say around 400, but because I mean, PS5 and the Xbox Series are going for five, unless you get the PS5 Pro, which is seven. So,
It's kind of behind those a little bit.
yeah. So, I'd say 4 to 450 be good. Be reasonable.
Now, since you asked me that question, do you think they're going to shadow drop it on April 2nd and then be released then, or do you think they actually will set it for a holiday release? Since it would be almost exactly 7 years or 8 years from the original Switch release.
I think that they won't shadow drop the console release. They'll drop the pre-orders that day and then maybe release it in June. But I'd say that's probably not realistic, more like September. But I'm hoping they'll release it in June, so we'll get the June Direct, tell us about a bunch of different games coming out for it, and then they'll release the console. But could be wrong on that. I have no idea. But I do think that they will not shadow drop it on April 2nd. Well, I think the pre-orders will go live that day.
Talk about chaos, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody watching the direct order at one time.
Yeah, it's. They better
And it'll
hope their
be.
servers are up to stuff on there. I mean, well, I mean, Nintendo's website and then Best Buy, Walmart, GameStop, all of them, they better get ready.
Because for the most part, most of the world would be awake for it because I think it's, well, where it's 9 Eastern time, it'll be 6 Pacific time. And I think in UK time, it'll be like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
So more than functional to have the world, maybe Australia might be asleep at that point, but.
I'd set an alarm if you're from Australia.
Oops. Yeah, don't know. They've got time zones where they are and where they aren't, but if it's not going to be 9 o'clock here and 2 p.m. in UK, I'm sure by the time you get further east, yeah, east, it would be darker
Yeah.
or closer to bedtime anyways.
You would think. I have no idea what Australian time is, though.
I'm not going live for time zones. It's not a gaming topic.
Yeah. Do you think they'll shadow drop it? Or do you think they'll just do pre-orders that day?
They did with the Switch. I mean, I'm not going to say they shadow dropped the Switch because I think it was February and then they released it in March, April,
Yeah.
which would be right on your timeline of things.
Yeah.
But it's Nintendo, so I wouldn't put it past them
You
either.
can't predict what they're going to do.
I would have put it past Nintendo. I mean, I don't want to say like, oh yeah, it'll shadow drop and be completely wrong. I mean, obviously it's just a guess, a rumor on my part. But you know what? Screw it. I'm going to stick to it. I think they'll shadow drop it on April 2nd.
When do you
This will
think the
probably be like,
pre-orders will go live then, if they shadow drop this system then?
they don't need pre-orders.
They don't need pre-orders.
They need pre-order.
They need pre-orders.
They
If
have
not,
enough.
then they're going to be backed up. And you got to
You don't
think
think.
too, they need to set a date because, for retail locations too.
The fact that they was already showing games and stuff being played on that console, I mean, consoles already made because they wasn't playing on a prototype of that console.
Oh yeah,
It's
it's
just
been
shipping them
done.
out to the stores or to the people because obviously we're in a time where they'll just ship right to your house. So in a technical sense, they probably already have a crap ton of consoles made and ready to go. It's just with pre-orders, you can tell if you have enough or if you're going to really need to buckle down and make a lot more.
Oh yeah.
Like you think they probably already have thousands of consoles ready to go. Not millions, but they are probably in the thousands ready to go with consoles.
Which won't go very far if they shadow
Oh, no.
drop it.
Across the world.
Yeah. Yeah, you need millions. If you're going to shadow drop a console, you need millions ready to go just
All right,
online.
I'll go one step further. Here, they won't shadow drop it.
Japan.
Japan will get day one.
I could see that.
Because local, they won't have to go as far and everything else. It'll be out in Japan retailers the same day. Here, it'll probably be June-ish, like you said.
I'm hoping for June at least. It would make
Or
sense. Why are you going to have a direct in April, which Nintendo never has a direct in April? It's February and then June and then September is when they have their direct. Once in a while, I mean, yeah, you'll have an indie direct or developer direct or something like that, but not an actual Nintendo direct. So
Yeah.
April is a weird time for them to have that. So I think pre-orders will go live then, and then they'll release in June.
I mean, minus a few shops that already dropped the ball and made the where you could definitely pre-order the system a few times.
Yeah.
Oh yes, this go ahead. Wait, can't pre-order yet.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, I got an email. It was like GameStop's, oh, get ready to pre-order the Switch 2. Like, okay. So I went on there and it's like, nope, just sign up for notifications. Okay.
I'll see you
I
GameStop.
did
Don't worry
that.
about drop.
Yeah, I wonder why you failed. clickbaiting people.
That's how you get people.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably how we'll get you click on this podcast. We'll do some sort of clickbait thing with it. What are these guys talking about? Switch 2?
I know a lot of people are just tired of the fake news and crap with the Switch 2.
I don't understand why people always do clickbait stuff. I'm like, I understand the purpose in it, but I'm just like, why?
It makes people hate you. Everything we talk about on here is legit, or, I mean, we tell you if it's a rumor or not, so.
Or our guesstimations.
Yeah.
Speaking of potential rumors, and, well, not technically rumor, because there is a patent, but I did know at the beginning of this topic, you said that, oh, yeah, probably not a technically a thing yet, but the Switch 2 patent confirms mouse function.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Yeah, so with the Nintendo Switch 2 set to launch this year, plenty of fervor, whatever the crap that is, around the handheld, but perhaps the most interesting new thing is confirmed in a recent patent. Said patent shows how you can use the new and improved Joy-Cons as little gaming mice and suggests you can use both mouse inputs at the same time, dual wielding of sorts, which is enough to make any PC gamer blush. Filed in 2023, but only published this week, a patent described an input device, the Nintendo Switch 2 Joy-Con, complete with a sensor for mouse operation. Patents are always quite word-heavy and so specific that they can be hard to read, but this patent is even harder as it's originally filed in Japanese. Okay, and it says the sensor is at the bottom of the Joy-Con where it clicks onto the Nintendo Switch 2, which means you have to have the bottom facing a surface in order for the light to deflect and accurately report to the console itself. Obviously, like a mouse, you have to have it face down. It says, however, the Joy-Con attachment for the mouse use was shown to have some sort of skate attached to the bottom, which means you won't literally have to hold them. With the help of translation tools and graphs, the patent shows off a way of using the triggers on either side alongside the thumbsticks to control the Nintendo Switch 2. In mouse mode, both Joy-Cons can be used separately in mouse mode, though this could have some functionality in single-player puzzle games. It could be used in co-op games too. Nintendo is known for using weird tech in multiplayer games like 1-2 Switch. And then it says, we yet don't have confirmation of gyroscopic controls to this mouse functionality. Could be an alternative for Nintendo. Nintendo is one of the console manufacturers most well known for its implementation of gyroscopic technology. The Wii used movement controls pointing at the sensor, and then the Wii U and both the Switch used gyroscopic controls. It says you can technically use a mouse and keyboard on the first Nintendo Switch, which I did not know that. So this combination of mouse and controls could serve as a replacement if you don't fancy busting out all the equipment to get a win in Fortnite. So I already talked about how this Joy-Con, the original Joy-Con, you know, would work. You know, it's actually pretty decently comfortable, and the Switch 2 Joy-Cons are bigger, so you can imagine it's even more comfortable. But using like R as left click and ZR as right click, it's not bad. You scoot around the desk and then you have your thumb on that stick. So kind of in the patent, it showed that, I don't know if you've seen the pictures of it, but it has your left finger on R, right finger on ZR, and then your right thumb on the stick, and then in mouse mode. So I guess it would kind of say, like in a first person shooter, like Metroid Prime 4, like that would be perfect for a first person shooter if they used like keyboard mouse mode in that game. You can move it around
for a mouse though.
You could get more precision on your aiming, so you could do your aiming with your mouse, and then if you need to like move it just a little bit. You could use that stick, or you could, I mean, I guess you could even move with the right stick if you wanted to. I think that would be weird.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm just like, that was my mentality behind it. I'm just like, that kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
If you're using the stick for a mouse function.
Yeah. So you could use it like your mouse for, you know, your primary movement. And then if you need to like just move just a little bit, you could use that stick. You know, it's pretty comfortable and it makes sense. So the patent, I know you guys listening can't see me, but it showed, you know, the mouse like this, and then it held the actual Joy-Con regular. So you, like, you can use the mouse for your right just to aim, and then the left one to move your character or whatever. But it also showed both Joy-Cons being used in mouse mode, which I don't know how that would work, because PC, you don't use two mice to play, but Nintendo being Nintendo, they'll figure out a gimmick for it.
Well, that way you could have multiple. Well, I guess it would be kind of weird to have a left-handed mouse too.
Yeah.
Not impossible, because I know they do exist in a technical stance.
I've used a mouse left-handed, but...
As you say, don't really know who uses a mouse left-handed or would game left-handed with a mouse, because obviously that you would have to flop your keyboard and you would actually be using the directional area. Arrows, not arrows.
Yeah, I mean, they do make left-handed keyboards, so everything's just completely flipped, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. That'd still be a weird concept to get down, especially, yeah. I mean, I know you're left-handed, but it's a situation where they teach you this one thing your whole life, and then you're like, oh, no, I want to switch it because this is my dominant hand. So I don't know if it would necessarily make it easier or not for lefties.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it would definitely be something to get used to, but... To me,
we'll find out.
Yeah, definitely. Like, as soon as I heard about this mouse feature, I got excited, because that would be perfect for Metroid Prime 4. Just to move around, and, you know, it's a first person shooter, so that'd be perfect for that. You can, I mean, obviously for COD, you could use it. They put Black Ops 6 or Warzone on the Switch 2, Fortnite, whatever. And then I'm sure any games that use the mouse functionality will also be able to use, you know, regular controls, because it's a hybrid system, so most people play the Switch in handheld, so you can't use really the mouse while you're in handheld. So most games will have both control and then mouse functionality, I would assume.
Well, now we know Pocket Pair can't make a mouse, or if Nintendo will go after him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll bring back Nintendo Paint. I see that being the gimmick, like the, you know, Wii Sports, and then Switch 1, 2.
Yeah, maybe.
I think I said before it was the N64, but I believe it was the SNES. It was on.
I mean, I could see it. Like I said, Nintendo, you never know what they're going to do.
Like I said, it's not like they haven't had a mouse before, just never caught on, especially over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Which a lot of their stuff don't really catch one over here. It's more Japan that they find more use for it or actually use it.
Yeah.
So, I guess it makes sense to an extent, because that technically is their true audience.
Right. And it makes sense too, because like, for Metroid Prime 4, because Metroid Prime 3 was made on the Wii, so, you know, you moved around, you know, using the Wii mode, aiming crap. So it wouldn't be too far of a stretch for Nintendo to use keyboard mouse, so to say, with Metroid Prime 4 to aim and stuff. That's just the perfect fit for that mouse functionality to me. If they don't use it in Metroid Prime 4, it's a waste. Just a complete waste of time, in my opinion.
They'll save it for the next Zelda game that comes out.
Probably. Something that doesn't need it. Like, Skyward Sword did not need motion controls.
Yeah. I imagine solving any of the Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom puzzles with the little ball thing that you have to move with a mouse function instead of, like, a gyro function.
Yeah.
That'd be rough.
Yeah, gyro's not bad. It's pretty accurate and... not bad to use, but with a mouse, that would be rough.
Especially since, well, I guess technically they could make it to where it gyros too.
Oh, yeah, it could.
Which I'm sure it'll have that effect.
Just I'm sure.
Like, what? Three consoles in a row, they had some sort of movement involved with it.
Yeah. Yeah, with the Wii U and the Switch both have gyros, so I don't know why they would take gyro out of the Switch, too.
I mean, you can technically say we had it, even though it technically wasn't gyro, but it was still motion-based.
Yeah. And then I think even the PS5 controller has gyro, so a lot of games and stuff use it now. Which it's optional. Most of the time you can turn it off in the settings if you don't like it, but I kind of like it for especially like the Zelda games. And then on the Switch, if you play Fortnite on the Switch, you can use gyro on Fortnite, which sounds like it would help you aim, but it kind of doesn't.
That's like playing Call of Duty on the Wii.
That actually wasn't bad. I played it on the Wii. Played Black Ops 1 on the Wii back in the day. Wasn't too bad.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, you figure it would make it a little bit easier to aim, but in a technical stance, not really.
Yeah.
It'll probably get you there quicker, but as far as like keeping still and actually doing it is a whole different thing. Because obviously, once you go over your analog stick, or if you're on a mouse, once you hold still, that's where you're at. You don't have to worry about any tiny movement messing you up.
Yeah.
This is coming from somebody who used to play 2K on the Wii.
I tried playing. I just don't care for it on the Wii.
I preferred it. That's whenever I could actually hit shots. Now I can't hit anything. Of course, it'd probably help if I didn't make, you know, defending slashers, but that's a different story.
Yeah.
All right. Mentioned GTA 6 earlier, but there's a release window update. It's not even late to not today, and I can't even speak.
Yeah. Says, Grand Theft Auto 6 fans may be in luck, as official information coming from Rockstar Games has solidified the expected release window for the game. GTA 6 hopefuls have been growing more anxious as 2025 arrived with no further fanfare or trailers released, but it seems that the company is still on track for its launch. GTA 6 is likely to become one of the biggest game launches in recent memory. Rockstar Games has had a series of hits on its hands ever since it revitalized the series with GTA 3. With every subsequent GTA game being a massive seller for the company, expectations are high for GTA 6, which could prove to be difficult to meet. It says, now in a quarterly earnings call, Take-Two Interactive has confirmed that GTA 6 is still set to release in 2025. To be precise, the company expects that GTA 6 will launch in the fall of the year. If that turns out to be the case, that would put GTA 6's launch somewhere between late August and December in 2025. This would put it in line with some prior rumors, though a recent claim that GTA 6 would launch in September and has been deemed false. So, windows fall, it could be delayed again, but to me, it should be about done. So fall sounds about right to me.
Yeah. Because we're going 12 years since they last released a game.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, they've done a lot of stuff with GTA Online and, you know, constantly updating, keeping bugs out of the game.
Yeah. But, yeah, they haven't been working on GTA 6 that whole time, but I'd say they've been working on it for quite a while. It should be about done.
Yeah. It's just how much testing they actually want to put it through.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't think GTA Online existed when GTA 5 first came out.
I don't think it did.
So it was out a little bit. So obviously, and then with 6, they're going to have to release 6 with an online functionality right out the case, because that's what people was used to.
I've never even played GTA Online.
I have, just by, well, Colby having it and playing on my profile. I'm like, hey, run this for a little bit while I go to the bathroom or something.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Never understood the part of it. He got me an achievement that way. He reached level 100, and like I said, he was logged into my account, not his, so.
Always.
I got the achievement for it. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, let me use your account. Ah. You have your own perfectly good account.
Yeah, I don't know.
They just sunk so much money into it. Buying the Shark Pass or whatever it was on that thing. We're just like, cool. I was like, I have all this stuff, but I'll never use it because I don't play this game.
Yeah.
So, I just, Grand Theft Auto don't hit the same anymore, so I'm actually old enough to buy it.
It don't hit the same with the new ones. I still like San Andreas Vice City better. I just don't like GTA 5 that much.
Also true. I think it's more of a nostalgia thing.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Probably. It's just not the same. Like, I don't even know. I don't even know if I'll get GTA 6. I don't know.
I might get a discounted version.
Yeah.
Just won't be able to play online.
Yeah. It's all right.
Which is fine.
Yeah, I don't want to play online anyway.
I'm sure eventually it'll come to Game Pass or PlayStation online at some point, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, it will.
But that is all the time we have for today, guys. Thank you for watching or listening. Check out all our socials on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. Got merch on Redbubble and TeePublic. And I think that's it.
Yep.
All right. Later, guys.
Catch you guys next week.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.